This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. You're listening to the Nerdcast on ProjectNerd.com.
You guys remember, it's Iggy here with Project Nerd. The Nerdcast, Sexy Nerd Science, I'm Not Famous, Modern Sex, and eventually more podcasts to join us, but right now we are at you're listening to this. Well, maybe something. Now I'm just going to make it confusing. Anyways, we are at Colorado Springs Comic Con, and by we, I mean we have Josh.
Sexy Nerd Science.
Dale.
Hey, everybody.
Drew.
Hola.
And I did mention, I'm Iggy. David back there running the show. Am I running the show?
On the backside of the camera.
I mean, he was leaning on the pole there, giving us a little sexy pose.
Well, somebody's got to hold up the building.
Somebody's got to make sure this place doesn't fall down.
I feel like, man, like that just took me to childhood with the parent comments. Somebody's got to hold up the building.
What
are you doing there? Just leaning? Just somebody's got to hold up the building. But anyways, it is the end, almost the end
useless?
Of the weekend. Right? Yeah. It is almost the end of the weekend.
We got about an hour and a half left.
Do we?
Yep.
That's not bad. It has been a weekend.
It's been a great weekend.
This Sunday's been flying by.
Oh, it has. We've had, who have we had over here on just today? We've had Peter Dante.
We've had Veronica Taylor.
Matthew Wood.
Brittany Kabowski.
Yep.
Veronica Taylor.
Said that.
Yeah. Some of the dead of The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Because the living actors of The Walking Dead can't do interviews.
Yep.
Nope. They're too busy fighting them zombies.
We've had a couple sets of cosplayers over here. Even throughout the weekend, a couple other guests on the show.
Who was from My Zombie?
Malcolm.
Goodman, yeah.
And then yesterday we sat down with Bitface for a little bit, who's also been helping moderate panels. Brian O'Halloran came by.
Yep. We did a little wrestling podcast with
Chainsaw David.
Dave
was a wrestling podcast?
Yeah. I wish we got better video.
I think you were on it.
Brian O'Halloran, though.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Bob's an Angel. Oh, yeah.
We're not going to complain that it's not Orange Julius.
And also, shout out to Bob, because he's been knocking out of the park with...
Yeah. How many interviews you got this weekend, Bob?
105.
I've had people be like...
14? You're going to make me edit 14 interviews? No, I'm fantastic, right?
Didn't we already interview?
We need you to
guys?
Do something this week, Iggy, because you've sat here all weekend and done nothing. So 14 interviews coming to you guys from Project Nerd. Tons of video. That's just on the floor. That's 14 interviews there, and then the interviews we've had here. You're going to get like 20 interviews worth of content over the next couple
much,
weeks.
Yeah.
Plus
and,
all the panels.
The panels we moderate, so we have all videos of all the panels, so we'll share some clips from the good ones and the full panels from the ones I moderated, both in audio and over on YouTube in video format.
I would like the full copy, unedited, of mine, so then I can really critique my first panel.
Yeah. Let's start there. We're kind of recapping it since we said we're pretty much at the end. And it's been an amazing weekend. Fantastic crew. Thank you all, you guys. I've been incredible. And tell me, Josh, let's start there. Your panel. That was your first panel, your first celebrity panel moderator. You've been on a panel.
My first celebrity panel with Stephen Kapasik.
Got the name right.
Got his name right, finally. Did not get his name right when we did the panel, but I told him, I was like, this is so bad. And he's like, if you screw it up, I'll just make fun of you. And I was like, go for it. Like, that's I'm honestly okay with that. So I get on stage to introduce him, and then I'm like, Stefan, and he's like, Kapasik, and like screams it off stage, and then comes running out. And I was like, give him a round of applause. It was hilarious. I was so thankful. It was one of those things where I think he knew that I was nervous and he was nervous, and we were both feeding off that, you know, telling jokes.
This is fairly new to him too. He hasn't been in this geek world capacity of acting here in these states for very long.
On that side of the mic, even.
When was the first Deadpool?
3 years ago? 15? 2 years? Just 2 years ago? So they're 2 years apart.
Well, and he had said he didn't start doing that stuff until, I mean, after Premiere and everything. I mean,
what? Who? Bob, you brought up though, he played his dad in a movie back, like, so not an American movie, but it was German. That's right. Was it Belgium? But he said, because he in the panel, he said he was born, even though he's not German, he was born in Germany and lives in the United States. He's got quite a...
Born in Eastern Europe, technically. Lived in Germany for a long time. Lived in the United States. So my sister-in-law was Croatian, and that was one of the things we talked about, because his wife's Croatian. So he's like, oh, what's your sister-in-law's last name? And I was like, I can barely pronounce your last name. Like, what,
what are you expecting?
You think I just have this one memorized? He was just such a phenomenal person to talk to. He was answering questions. The language gap came a few times, and it was nice to be able to kind of be like the buffer for that.
Yeah, but he's this big, like, he's in a, like, comfortable enough to say it. He's a good-looking man. He's a big guy.
Yes.
And he's stumbling over a little bit of English. I bet the women in the crowd were just melting.
And he's so cool.
Definitely.
He was super laid back.
Just melting.
I hope we become friends and can go to the bars now. And I'll be like... talk to him with my Russian accent all the time.
mispronounce words.
Yeah. Kapisik.
So, I mean...
We just keep saying Kapisik over and over
most
again.
Of were in, most of us were in... Most of us, if we didn't weren't in there for the start, we were in there to support you towards the end. And I want to say well done, sir. Yeah. It was a fun panel.
Good job. Thank you. It's so much different than having these people on the couch with these mics in front of me. Like, this is my show. Like... I'm in charge of this. There's no audience to, like, have to perform for.
There's audience.
Audience?
Snap.
Yeah.
You screwed up, Iggy.
Snap right
know,
over
I'm,
there.
It's late.
But, yeah, I think, I mean, it was humbling, but it was also exhilarating.
Fantastic.
Imagine it's what ice fishing feels like. Fucking exhilarating.
Why is ice fishing exhilarating?
Have you ever been ice fishing before?
Nope.
Well, it's fucking exhilarating.
I have no desire to go ice fishing.
Step back and let me do my job.
So wait, you can tell me I can have the boredom of fishing mixed with freezing.
The freezing of freezing.
That sounds amazing.
So we did a lot of moderating between all of us here. I mean, you did like four... Josh did one.
Five.
You did five. Josh did one. I mean, that was solidly half of the panels.
Who's up there?
I would say.
I didn't do any.
I know you didn't do any. That's why I didn't put your name in there.
I'm just always left out.
Do you think that's going to be a good step, obviously, toward moderating a lot more panels in the future?
Well, Project Nerds moderated panels at a lot of shows already. But I think we all enjoy it because it's one where we're fans. I mean, we do this because we're fans. We're fans, and you know, some of us fanboy out a bit more than others. He's not paying any attention, but Bob does. But we're all fans here, and it's fun to go up there and have those conversations with those people because we don't have time. Like, I'm not against standing in their lines. We don't have time for it with all we're doing. So this is our opportunity to have that interaction with them. And we get to do it in a way that not many other people get to. It's a great experience. So I love doing them. And they can. I mean, they are great. They're fun. And I want to continue to do them, obviously, for Altered Reality. But we'll continue to do them for Omaha, Planet Comic Con, and hopefully other shows as well.
So this has been the first time this year. I think this year that we've had everybody... together again, I thought.
We're missing some people.
Dale wasn't at
Comic-Con.
Adam and Tyler aren't here this weekend.
Aren't here this weekend. Tyler was there at Comic-Con last weekend, but Adam, I don't think Adam was.
Adam had just started a new job. Yeah, he was unable.
So miss Adam.
I mean,
and Tyler's not here this weekend because his brother just got married.
And Jeff.
And Jeff is out.
Locking it down.
So
we got a good team. Thomas Stacey showed up and helped us out yesterday.
Next family reunion, I guess.
I'm really hoping maybe the film festival.
We'll have representation at Tallgrass Film Festival, which we'll start talking about online here this upcoming week. And then, of course, just a really small appearance at Rocky Mountain Con. I'll probably just actually be trying to clear out comics because it's a strictly, like, comic-style show, very small. But, yeah, really depends what happens here of where we next. But, I mean, Planet's, like, one of those inevitable. We'll be at Planet. We'll be at Omaha next year.
So do we want to talk about a couple of the interviews that we did here?
I do. I want to know all of you. Like, what was the most... Of those interviews, like not, or even of the whole weekend, what was the most exciting moment?
I don't know about exciting, but I would say the one that kind of took us off guard, or at least me off guard, was we just did like an interview with a celebrity, the one right before Brian,
Michael.
So yeah, he was well known. He was the Blue Power Ranger for Time Force, but he's a little bit down for
Scorpion King 2.
So,
I mean, that kind of sums
it up. I thought
he
was awesome.
I
mean,
was he in Scorpion King 2?
Yeah.
He played the Scorpion. I mean, he played like the character that would later become The Rock.
He was awesome. Don't get me wrong. I loved talking with him. Cool. I liked listening to what was going on, and he was very personable and whatnot. But then we turn around, not knowing, and Brian O'Halloran walks in, and I recognize him. I'm like, how do I know this guy? First thing I thought in my head, I was like, oh, okay, I got to start putting some cameras out or, you know, start recording. So I turned around. We started moving real quick, and then that was the more, like, realization. Oh, crap. We actually got to start working, and I think that was the
and that was the last thing of the day.
This is happening.
Yeah, but
this
it was fun. And that's the one part that I really, I don't want to say regret, is that we didn't get good video of Brian O'Halloran. We just have the Twitch stream.
We were joking about it before we started recording this one, is that we don't, and that's what I'm saying, is by day I'm a project manager. And so everything to me in my life, in my professional life, is organized. I'm planning projects. Everything's figured out. And I've had to learn to adjust with Project Nerd that we can go in with a plan.
Yeah.
But that plan is guaranteed to change.
Yeah.
At least 20 to 25% every convention.
And I think it changed
guaranteed.
For the better. It
usually does. Yeah. But I'm just saying we have some other people that are very overly organized people that are part of our group too. And they're like, we weren't planning this for you. And it's like, we just got to learn to go with it. And as we have, I think we've just grown by leaps and bounds. And
yep.
And more importantly, we just have a lot more fun doing this stuff, too.
Yep. I want to shout out to Matt and Shane. And those guys have been phenomenal.
Let's talk about Abid. We'll give the shout outs to everybody for sure. But first, so that was a highlight moment for you. What about you, Josh?
So it was probably just a couple minutes ago. Honestly, I think Drew and I were talking. Like, I have celebrities' contact information,
like personal contact.
I mean, to be like, hey, like, yeah, I'd love to chat more. Like, let's talk. Let's do this. Like, it was one of those things where, like, doing these, and you know, I never would have thought that I would leave this con thinking that like Peter Dante is gonna be like possibly someone that I can call on in the future to be like, hey, we're organizing this event in Omaha, like, we'd like you to come out, you know, is there something we can do to get you out here? And he'd be down for it, you know, because he's passionate.
If
you
organized it in Colorado, though, he'd definitely be down
for sure. But what I was saying is what he was advocating for in Colorado is something that Nebraska is still like very against. And he brought up very good points. He knows a lot of real big wigs from Nebraska that would be down to, you know, kind of restart this conversation, whether it's at a convention, whether it's in a public space, or we can make a big event out of it or something like that. Like, he was down to help because, I mean, in this case, we're talking about medicinal marijuana. He sees the benefit of that product. And being here in Colorado, it's definitely something that, I mean, recreational use is one thing. I mean, everybody qualifies pretty much for a medicinal use for marijuana at that point in time. It's just really, it's a helpful
thing. I do after
this
weekend, that's for sure. I'm tired.
But
yeah, my feet hurt.
There's not a part of me that feels right now.
I just thought that was an excellent experience. So, I mean, meeting him and just really bonding with him on the way back. We met outside the day before, and we were talking a little bit, and he remembered me from that. So, I mean, it's one of those things where...
Yeah, that outside story you have will always be a special moment for you to share that story.
It was so him, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, and he is, I mean, I told David this, you know, real respects real. And I think part of the reason he was so down to do this and just came on, he was cranked up to 11 before we, I'm like, Drew, hit record before we even get him to sit down, because the second he sat down,
it was
off the walls, just perfect.
Yeah.
And I mean, he is that person. He was a real person, and that's why I want to interview celebrities. I mean, it's nice to hear all these background stories, but to get the real person, I think that's something that just
definitely
no one gets to see.
To relate to that, and I'll ask you here in a second, your moment, but was Elijah, the movie camp, who's actually in charge of all the panels, he moderated Theo Rossi's panel, and I sat in there to record it, and by the end of that hour, I was like, man, I just gained mad respect for this guy just listening to him talk about so much stuff. He was just awesome to listen to, and
he's a huge philanthropist.
Yeah,
too.
Well, yeah. I mean, and he was even hilarious too. So it was good. All right, Drew, what do you got for us from this weekend?
So my weekend came in waves, man. As you guys kind of heard already, just from me geeking out about stuff. Like, I'm a big Kevin Smith fan, so you know, getting Brian O'Halloran in here, like recently,
day one.
Recently having listened to podcasts that Kevin Smith has done where Brian is on that podcast talking about specific things, I was able to talk about those things that are recent to him. And then so I was like on this wave right there, and then I met Jason David Frank in the back halls after his panel. I kind of stuck myself.
You strategized
I stuck myself in the path because I was like, I don't have this ability to do anything else but be here in this moment. So I was like, hey, how's it going? I shook his hand and everything. And I was elated at that point. But then, I mean, like, just today, doing all this stuff today, I mean, like, having Peter Dante come in and like, obviously, like, Veronica Taylor and everybody that we've had on today has just, like, stepped that up. But we've ended the day pretty much with Peter Dante coming in. And, you know, we started the day strong with getting all of those people kind of lined up before, like, 11 a.m. for the most
part. Definitely before 11:30.
11:30, that's where.
Yeah. I mean, so when that happened, I mean, it's just been a step up. And by the end, I was like, yep, that was, I mean, I was like, oh, man, I don't know if I could top that. So
it's been a great weekend. I don't want to sound like a spoiled brat, but, I mean,
a lot
of what we've done is what Project Nerds has done at other shows. I mean, And Bob knows that too, a lot of the same experiences. But to me, what was so special about this one is the way we got to do it and how awesome we just, like, you guys were just perfect, every one of us. Anybody in blue or orange or whatever, it was just perfect this weekend. We just all worked in unison so well. And as you mentioned, we just adapt for the positive changes, and we were just able to accomplish every goal we set out to do, and then just all of a sudden more. Like, we weren't planning to be on Twitch all weekend at the beginning of this, and how much content we got, and we interacted with fans. Like, that one fan in the UK that got to ask Veronica, she was in the UK. She got to ask Veronica Taylor at Colorado Springs Comic Con questions.
Yeah.
Like, as if she was sitting in a panel room with her. Like, that's amazing that we got to be a part of that experience for that fan.
Let's do this in the future. Possibly Twitch panels.
Twitch the panels?
Twitch the panels, but
I know what you're saying.
Live stream panels and then have people call in. But then we know that who's going to be on there. We can send it out ahead of time.
But then the people who pay for the tickets to get to the show, they get the experience of being in the panel room as opposed to people who don't. I mean, it's one of the, yeah. But yeah, that to me, that's what like, it was about. It was like so many of you guys, like, even though this time around it had been a month since I'd seen some of y'all, but it's still like we don't get to hang out all the time every year. You guys, we're all over the place.
Well, in our unique situation where we basically had a sleepover, I mean.
Yeah, it was basically like a big slumber party. We're all piled in there on air mattresses, and cots.
Big black cots.
Cots. And no, to me, that's always the biggest part of it. Like, I enjoy meeting celebrities. If I was to say, like, in that type realm of what was my highlight of the weekend, sharing the stage with Batman and Bender, with John DiMaggio and Kevin Conroy, amazing. But to me, yeah, I mean, we're done at 7, and we go have to get a table for 25 to eat dinner, like we do every weekend. It's the same in Oman. And luckily, this time in Omaha, we had to wait for, like, almost 2 hours. But here we had a reservation. But either way, like, that's part of the experience and just seeing these people. And we were talking about with the BitFace guys yesterday, like, the friendships doing this type of stuff has given all of us has just been amazing.
And yeah, I mean, Josh and I didn't have any idea that this would be where we, this is where we would be 5 years ago when we dropped into your panel. Like, this is always kind of the dream when we decided to do that. But
was that 5 years ago?
I mean, well, four.
It'll
I guess.
Be five at It's four now. It'll be five next Comic-Con.
Yeah.
We met you guys almost 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I remember.
I wasn't at that.
No. I remember these cute kids asking us all kinds of podcast questions. Like, we knew what we were doing.
How do you do that?
Like, we knew what we were doing.
We don't know.
I mean, that's,
they just asked
that's
us
the
to
gist.
Do this.
That's the gist of our podcast panel.
Yeah.
Do's and don'ts of podcasting. But what we really mean is the don'ts of podcasting. How do we do this? Well, we didn't do it right, so don't do this. But right. Figure it out any other way.
Like, if you can figure it out better, let us know. Right? Because we don't know. Yeah.
Let us know so we can fix it.
And do a better panel next time now. But anyways, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's exhausting, but it's so worth it. And
there was a weird moment yesterday where, like, I was just so exhausted, but then, like, something clicked, and I'm like, okay, we're back in it. Like,
you just ride the high on it.
Good to go. Yeah.
You're talking about the wrestling podcast.
I mean, it was the wrestling that was putting me to sleep, but even before then, like,
yeah, Dale and I were making fun of you back there when you were doing.
I knew
you looked
it
like
too.
You were gonna fall asleep in the microphone.
It was. I was sitting there. I was like looking at the time, and I was like, man, it's been 22 minutes. And I haven't said a word.
Well, I even switched him off. I was like, do you want me to get in there with you? I mean, like, we'll switch out because...
And it wasn't because, like, I didn't have anything to say. Like, there was just no interjecting at the time. Like, they were going on. And
but there are those times because we do so much these weekends and we're up so late, up so early, everything like that, where I think earlier when you guys were recording and I was standing back there and Dale's like, you want to sit in the seat? And I'm like, no, if I sit down right now, I may not get up for a while.
Yep.
So I'm going to keep standing.
But we've kept momentum going pretty well all day today.
Yeah, so it's been fantastic.
This strawberry banana smoothie has been got me
Orange awake. Julius. This podcast brought to you by Orange Julius. Not because they paid us any money, but because we'd all be asleep right now if we weren't drinking them.
I don't know. Chocolate ice cream probably wasn't the best bet for me. Right,
so. That's why I'd have the smoothie, because the ice cream would have put me to sleep.
So let's talk about the uniqueness of Colorado Springs Comic Con Year 3 being at the Chapel Hills Event Center. For those not familiar, the Chapel Hills Event Center is basically a closed department store in the Chapel Hills Mall.
So and one of the anchor stores closed out. I think it was like old JCPenney's, right?
Something like that. Many years ago, and they just, instead of getting a new store to move in, they said, we'll turn this into like a little event center. And they do a lot of events here. So it is a very popular event center. And each year, Colorado Springs Comic-Con has moved to a new event center because they just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I was talking to Nate Hamill and Amy. You can check them out. Great artist, Nate Hamill. And they were reflecting on year one, and it was like she was calling it an airport hangar, or like almost like an airplane hangar. And it was. It was like a little metal building in a neighborhood that people were like, this is not the best part of Colorado Springs stuff. And it was cool, but it was very small compared. And then last year, they moved us into the Altered Reality Event Center because they paid for the naming rights even for the year. And it was two stories, a lot more, it was two old grocery stores that have been, Colorado Springs, you know, I'm thinking about it, they got some unique event centers here, but it was two old grocery stores like combined into one, or a grocery store and then the side shops or whatever. And then here we are, year three, in a mall. And for us, we're set up like right here, to where like, here is an entranceway with our sign up in the front of this store in this glass window. And so you get experiences like when Brian O'Halloran was over here and these two guys are walking by. They don't have badges or bracelets on. They're not here for the con. They're just awkwardly at a mall, which is not a normal thing this time.
Which is exactly what Brian O'Halloran is known for.
Right?
Rats.
So they're walking by and the one guy, like you can see it in his face, just stops, looks, and even you can see it. He gets that inquisitive look on his face and points at Brian O'Halloran sitting where you're sitting right now, Dale,
yeah.
And is like... And you could see him mouth it. Is that the guy from Clerks?
Yeah.
Like, you could see very clearly.
On the other side, I could hear him say that.
Yeah. So he says that, and the other guy looks, and he goes, I think it, like, he's something along the lines of, I think it is. And they're, like, freaking out. And I'm sitting next to Brian O'Halloran, and so I can see them, and I'm, like, kind of shaking my head yes and pointing at him. They're like, oh, this is us. So they take a picture and stuff. And then other times where we've had people come by and say, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Comic-Con. Oh, I didn't know this was happening this weekend. Yeah. Where's the front? Yeah, like, where do you? And so we direct them to it. So it's possibly, and usually those people are families, so it's possibly turning kids on into this new world that they would have not experienced if we were at another venue.
I want to say this, but I don't want to get anybody in trouble when I say this. It's one of those, we're in a room right now where throughout the entire con there was a lot of games. More oriented towards kids in some aspects, but still we have, you know, a VR thing. We have this, you know, so people can interact with us. And then back there we have actual video games. So it's more of like.
By the way, they're playing Smash Brothers back there.
They've been playing it all week.
Playing an Ocarina too, right?
I feel like an actual, not the game, but an actual Ocarina.
Oh, an actual Ocarina.
He's you don't hear it.
Do 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 do.
So, but people been walking by.
Stress is linked too. I didn't even notice that.
What else could you play the Ocarina?
People been walking by, and they've been like not like whole families or just kids. It's like, hey, can we check this out for a minute? And usually we'll be like, yeah, just come in for a minute, see what have to offer, and if you want to continue, go get a.
Yeah,
you know, go get a bracelet, and then you can come in for the day. And there's tons more to do at the other two levels.
You don't get that experience at an event center that's not attached to the outside world.
You have to physically make the journey there.
Yeah,
this is.
Well, I like that we kind of have the marketing gimmick of like scream until daddy stops the car kind of thing. Like when the kids walk by and they see the celebrity guests, they see all this stuff going on. Like the kids just like, mom, dad, we're gonna go. Like, let's go to Comic-Con. Let's go to Comic-Con. It's right here. Let's go to Comic-Con. Like. And 12 and under in free, and then everybody else is, you know, like, okay, two adults have to pay for their two kids to come in, but the kids just love it. I mean, it's one of those things, like Iggy said, it was maybe not planned event, like, you know, we're just going to go to the mall, but, like, then that kid sees it, and then it's one of those scream until daddy stops the car kind of things.
Well, and one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy, and I've kind of said this probably half a dozen times already, is... There's so many people and so many things to see. You almost get overwhelmed. You almost get overwhelmed.
We don't know how long we've been recording for.
We got it on the
26 minutes.
26 minutes.
Yeah, we got it on the.
But with any convention, there's going to be so many people and so many things. You almost get overwhelmed at times. And with other convention centers, you only have the option to like. Go outside or go into the lobby, which is also packed. But to get a breath of fresh air or to stay away from a packed area, mm-hmm. you have to go outside. Well, most of these cons happen in the middle of the summer, and it's 60, 70,
or
90.
Or worse, in the winter.
Or in the winter.
Well, I just say, like, oh, Comic-Con. Like, love that show. But, yes, it is Omaha, Muggy, in the middle of July, stepping outside.
And so the thing I liked about the mall is you have the mall to escape and still come back to see the rest of the show, go to the panels, go to the, you know, come to the game room like we're in, but you can step outside without having to go outside all the way.
I also like the food court aspect of it too, because you have the entire food court to have multiple food or to have different options from. It brings people in.
Bob and I brought this up on the last podcast, Tyler and Adam were all like, well, it's food court food. It's not going to be better at a convention. It's not going to be that much cheaper. I'm like, yeah, it's still cheaper, and it is way better. But you also got food trucks.
That is that's phenomenal.
They brought in food trucks in the back area. And
the food truck pricing, too, is, like, insane. I've never seen food trucks that cheap.
Okay, so I talked about this before. I don't know if I ever got it recorded or not. But there's a food truck out there. I can't remember what it's called. Papa's Grill or something like that. And they had these nachos. And they put, you know, sauce on there and some other stuff and whatnot. But they said that we have a no chip left behind. So if at any point you run out of sauce or cheese or whatever, they will refill the cheese for you, and then you can keep going.
Bless those people.
And I was me that. That's phenomenal.
The same thing happened. We found out with Ann's in the mall. They offered unlimited. I mean, I don't think
delivery.
I don't think. Well, not only delivery, but I think that. I don't think anybody took advantage of it, but you get a pretzel cup.
Matt did.
He did?
Matt bought it. Yeah,
the cup. So you get a pretzel cup, and it's unlimited refills through the entirety of the convention.
But here's the thing. If you ever go to a mall and go to that pretzel shop, that pretzel cup costs you $9.99. That was the same price it was this weekend. They didn't jack up the price at all. Well, it still was.
I'm going to say those pretzel cups are like $7. But
was it a couple bucks more?
Yeah, it was a couple bucks more than I'm used to, but for the $2 extra upcharge to get unlimited refills the entire weekend.
You can do it twice. You pay for
I mean,
it.
I was going to say, it's almost worth it right now and then just go get one refill. Yeah. And since we got an hour left, it's still worth it. But this orange Julius is really good.
It's real nice.
What did you get? Is that chocolate shake?
No, I got strawberry banana.
Oh, that's what I got.
It's good. It's good.
So as far as it being in a mall, I mean, this is something that, honestly, Josh and I were talking about it with Veronica and Brittany about how it could reinvigorate a dead mall space. Josh has kind of made the joke a couple times. You know, this is probably the most people that have been in a mall in a decade or something.
But
like
it
that.
Is. It
but
probably
he's
is.
He's not wrong. And that's the thing is, like, we have, just in Omaha, so many dead mall spaces that you could take a whole wing, make panel rooms, specific rooms, and vendor rooms, like, almost categorized. So you could do one storefront as, like, art vendors and another store.
Podcast arcade.
And a whole podcast arcade and another store is
wrestling.
Like, prop vendors or sword. I mean, you have sword vendors and prop vendors and cosplay guests and, you know, celebrity guests. So you could almost do that.
It's ingenious, really. It's one of those things when we first got here, and it's been a huge topic, not just for us, but many people all weekend. And we're spending a lot of time here on the podcast because it's such a big topic. When we first got here, I'm pretty sure I heard it and I said it many, many times. This could, being part of a mall, this could go really good or it could go really bad. And I feel like it's gone really well.
I think, are we allowed to like say negative things about the con right now? I mean, I don't want to say negative, like this sucks. I want to say like just some
constructive criticism.
Constructive criticisms. That's what I want to say.
Keep it under the constructive part.
So one of the things I saw was obviously we have to mention the line. That was one, I think, I would say a con.
Well, so they did have the issue with the line, and I'll redeem the convention here, is they had two areas to do check-in.
Yeah.
But nobody was using the exterior check-in spot. They all came through here.
That's
but
true.
The line itself went for almost half the entire convention.
But that was just for Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. It was.
You're mixing with not miscommunication, but misunderstanding of people arriving.
Yeah.
Typical growth.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we talked about the additional walk-in traffic we're picking up for the mall.
To have,
yeah, exactly.
And a bad problem to have. So it's kind of like a.
Well, I mean, you get that with saying good problem to have.
Good
obviously,
problem
it's a bad.
There,
so yeah. you said that, but it's, you know, so it's the, yeah, it's the good and bad of it, and I'm sure they'll solve it. The great thing, and Brian, it would go back to Brian O'Halloran again, too. He sat here and he just praised Altered Reality and all the events they do. And this is our third Colorado Springs Comic Con, and I have never had a bad experience. And even so, and I was going to, as we were talking about the venue, like, I felt last year's venue choice was a really bad decision. Like, Colorado Springs did something interesting by turning that grocery store mixed with the shopping center into an event center. The layout's not good. It's you know how grocery store has that, like, the, it's still the same flooring, the lighting. Like, it's just not a good experience. Here, like you're talking about, the mall is great. So you see Altered Reality. I see them making those adjustments each show to get into a better venue, to make the better decisions, working so closely with Elijah's team on the programming side this year, seeing what he, like, they had, I mean, they had curveballs thrown to them almost to the start of the event, and the adjustments that were made and how well they ended up working, even though when we first got here, I was kind of worried about some of those. And I think they do a great job of making those great problems to have into just great things to have next year.
It was, like I said, it was just one situation that kind of stood out to me. But overall, I think this is still one of the best cons that not just that we've ever done, but just one of the best cons that I've ever been to. I really enjoy the
layout. They do fantastic guests, too. Like,
yeah.
Their guest lists are always impressive.
Yep.
I was really blown away by, with on top of the guests, like we mentioned earlier in the podcast, you know, from 10 to 11:30, we filled up almost our entire day full of interviews, all in that 1 hour and a half time. You go to any other convention and say you're going to hit up 14, 15 celebrity tables and schedule interview times with them in an hour and a half, like, good luck. Like, you're going to be waiting in line for an hour to even be able to go talk to some of these guys. And
so what I was going to say is, I mean, it really just speaks to the guests that are here. I mean, you're not it's there's some guests that, you know, we would love to do it and just can't because of contractual things or anything like that. But I mean, we were pretty hashtag blessed this year for the guests that we had, because a lot of them were, you know, able and willing.
Willing, that's the biggest key. They were excited to do it, most of
them. There's so many shows that we work very closely with that ask our opinion on guests. And a lot of times I'm like, even if I'm not giving you a name, this is what I'm explaining as a guest. And it feels like almost all of the ones that are at Colorado Springs Comic Con fit that description to become a good guest. Laid back, they're fans. I mean, so many of them in the panels talking about, read the comics before I was on the show. I was so excited. Like Theo Rossi even. Never really pictured him. He wanted to be a comic artist when he was a kid. And he was like reading. He's like, I read Power Man and Heroes for Hire. And then all of a sudden, and he said he was at that moment where he was in season one, where he's in the flashback in the prison beating up Luke Cage, which turns me. He's like, I was reading this in the comic like years ago, and now I'm doing it. And they're just so excited about it all. Those make for phenomenal guests because they're just, they love being part of that environment. This isn't just a job for them or whatever. They love all this stuff. So they come out here, and it's just a great experience for them, too. And even, like, was it Peter Dante, before he came over here, like, he came late because he wanted to go take a picture with the Walking Dead cast. He wanted to go get his, so he signed up for one of the photo ops. Like, yeah. That's awesome. Like,
well, and, you know, Theo Rossi had even said, like, things like, you know, I'm a diehard fan. I didn't think about things like DC versus Marvel. I was like, I just read comics. Mm-hmm. And so he's, you know, somebody had asked that kind of question.
Yeah, well, he said, I don't understand the DC versus Marvel thing because it's just all comics.
Yeah.
He's like, I just like great stories.
Yeah.
And it's great to hear that. It's great, especially if kids are in there, because it's, as much as it's fun on some levels for the DC versus Marvel, it's great for kids to be like, yeah, I don't have to pick one. Like, so it is, yeah. It's just, it's that makes that experience all around great for everybody.
I think the, you know, the past few years, the culture of the United States right now, just with having you have to pick one side or the other.
Well, that, and I mean, because the DC movies suck, and the Marvel movies don't.
Wow.
I mean, the Nerdcast has shared it plenty of times.
We'll probably have Colossus on here in a little bit that can tell us.
Oh, in his panel, he was very clear of how he felt about it.
Granted, he's one of those Deadpool guys, so he can pretty much get away with saying whatever he wants about the Marvel DC universe.
But
what do you have to say for it?
Oh, he talked about it. He goes, he brought up something about, oh, I think he got straight up asked the question of what do you think about the DC movies or something like that. He goes, they're there. Like that, I think that's pretty much. He said, "He goes, oh wow, yeah, they're there." And then he's like,
"He said Shazam's the only one he's excited for."
Oh my god!
And then it came around when they started listing individual movies, and he goes, "Actually, Wonder Woman was pretty good."
Yeah,
is what he said. It was good. He goes, "I really like Gal Gadot. She was really good."
Can't stand.
He goes,
the
but then he directly mocked Henry Cavill. He's like, "You see Superman," and then he's over there like,
I don't want to shave my mustache.
like doing all these faces, and it was the room just erupted in laughter because he's just mocking Henry Cavill right there. But that's the stuff that's going on in these panels. We talk about these guests and what they brought. And then today you have with Billy Boyd. You have Pippin from Lord of the Rings. He was going to be in Star Wars. Just calls up one of his co-stars? He goes, yeah, just puts it to the phone, puts the microphone to the phone and starts a conversation with another. Like, it's fantastic. Like, it's pretty great. Or you have Charles, oh my gosh, Charles Feinstein, the voice of Roger Rabbit, who shows up to the panel.
Oh my god.
Yells at the staff to take care of the lights. What are we invading Guam? Okay. So he said, what are you
I need you to turn those lights out. I'm going to need my retinas later.
You're going to burn out my retinas and I need them later. That's what he says. And he's like, and then he stands up and some woman goes to take a picture of him. So he's standing up while we're in the middle of a panel with his phone, taking pictures of her while she's taking pictures of him. And then he turns the speaker because he doesn't like the direction it is. And then he just starts, like, people are like, were you discouraged about something? Have you ever been discouraged in a role? And Veronica and Brittany answer it very seriously. And he goes, to be discouraged, dis, as in, like, just starts, it's like, and at the end of the panel, Brittany, who is one of the guests that's here, just like the fan, we're talking about how big the fans are, she's like, I just want to do every panel with him. It was so off the walls, and he just did whatever he wanted and didn't answer a question. And then Veronica's
an etiquette that you assume that they're going to, or the guests are going to do.
Not him.
Nope.
He threw it out the window. But the same with Brian O'Halloran on the one Friday where it was just like, what, you're giving me the 5 minutes?
He's
like,
walking around.
He goes, fuck it. He's like, the 5 minutes? I'm fuck it. I'm just going late.
We'll
you can't kick
me
out.
Over.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're having a good time, and it makes everybody else have a good time. And we've had a good time, it sounds like, because we're each, like, picking one memory, and we've now listed, like, pretty much everything that has happened to us this week.
Yeah. So Dale and I, before we went to Michigan Comic Con 2 weeks ago, and something that I saw there that I also see here is kind of over-budgeting your space, I think makes the con a lot more enjoyable. Like, the fact that there's places where you can go and just sit away from it all is something that I think is really nice. And Michigan Comic Con had a lot. I mean, it's the Kobo Arena. I mean, it's huge. And they only used one quarter of the whole entire floor space.
There's a lot of people that come to these cons who are, I don't want to say objectified, but they're treated sometimes like second-class citizens. They're not the most popular. They're not the most whatever. And here, they can just open up to be themselves.
Oh, yeah.
When you have that space to, you know, hang out with people, like we're in the gaming room, and this place is packed the whole weekend with people who play in Pokemon cards, people who play in games still currently, you know, VR headset. Everyone's getting together and coming together and just having fun, and that's what I like about
it. We have two links in here, by the way. There's a link back there and a link over here. I just saw that.
Is that a link to
do
the
I mean Zelda?
That's Zelda and Zelda, right?
That's Zelda.
We got an interview with that discussion already done.
I still want to do that tattoo with Link and Zelda and then put Zelda
worst.
And the princess underneath it. Zelda and, but it's been an experience. I think so many, and it's great because so many of these ones we are deeply affiliated with, I guess would be a way to put it. We typically have these wrap-up podcasts either at the end of the weekend or a couple days after. And I say the same stuff every time. It was just an incredible weekend.
Yeah.
I just love it. I just love doing this. And you brought up, you see yourself here in 5 years, and it's like, I didn't see myself here a month ago until Elijah called us, dude. Yeah, like, it's just, these are things right now as Project Nerd is revamping and relaunching and accelerating forward again. These are the things we are doing. So you're going to see a lot more of this type of content.
Yeah, and we, like I said, like you said, you know, getting a late call, I think for that alone, this is a great con because we came into it so late in the game. It wasn't planned for any of us, really, I don't think. Like, I know we didn't plan on coming out for Colorado Springs, maybe for later on in the year, for, like, Rocky Mountain.
Something like Dale was a maybe till, like, Thursday. Like,
it was, maybe yeah, till Thursday. Yeah. I told Josh, Wednesday or Tuesday night, Josh, I don't think I'm coming.
Yeah, right. Like,
I don't think I'm coming. I got the next 3 days off.
Are you glad
off.
You came now?
Yeah. I'm happy I came. Like, I was probably in the middle of Colorado, just, you know, just plains everywhere. I shouldn't have done this. This is stupid.
Right.
And then I finally get here, and I had a great time.
It's fun. Bob, I know you're not on microphone, but what do you got? What was your highlight? Because you got to talk to a lot of people. I think we're going to get you set up so you can say it in the speaker here.
Well, like I said, I thought one of my highlights definitely was the first day getting to talk to the entire cast of Revenge of the Nerds.
You interviewed every single one of them.
The only one I did not interview was Ogre.
Okay.
And he just didn't want to, but
okay.
What?
But I, yeah.
He specifically told me, he's like, didn't I already get something with you guys? And I was like, oh, you might have. And he's just like, yeah, I already gave you guys an interview. We don't need to do another one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then
well
just let him go.
Played,
I'm going to go back there. I'm back. Listen here, you little nerd.
But it was really good talking to the entire cast. And one of the, I'll say that later, but we really kind of talked about just the whole idea of nerds, and it was really interesting just, you know, how that movie just kind of snowballed into making the word nerd not a negative but more of a positive. And I thought that was really cool, and I thought the best panel was definitely Billy Boyd.
Yeah.
I have never laughed so hard in my life.
There's so many panels I was in there laughing.
Yeah.
When I was on stage, there's multiple times I was worried I was going to fall over because I was laughing. Not just even from the celebrity, because I did a Green Lantern panel with five creative people.
Some people did fall off the stage.
Oh, yeah, one of the moderators did. But I did the Green Lantern panel with five creative guests. Older gentlemen who, you know, and I was laughing hysterically at some of the things they said. It was just, they were great. Yeah, so there was some great panels for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because we have footage from all of them. So it's going to be great.
That'll get us to the next con.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, because I'm not editing at all this week. Not editing at all this week. But where are we on time, guys?
I need to get back on the floor here for...
We got to wrap this stuff up. We're getting close to time being out. This is probably a good time to wrap it. Probably use this here for this week's Nerdcast because then I'm just slapping an outro intro and not editing it.
We already said this is Sex Nerd Science.
No.
No? Okay. Yeah.
I said I introduced it as all the podcasts is what I introduced.
That was Sex Nerd Science intro song at the beginning.
Copyrighted by Iggy.
Sex Nerd Science.
Anyways, and I told y'all, I'll say it on microphone now, Evie, who was at O Comic Con with us, still asked me to sing that song sometimes. Will you sing the Sexy Nerd Science theme song again?
Yeah. Because
I made it up at Oma while she was there.
Oh.
And she loves it.
Darius didn't know.
Bop, Sexy Nerd Science. We were just sitting in front of the mics, and I started doing that.
Oh.
And then everybody started getting in, and then we, like, built on it. And then we do it, and it would get stuck in our head, so we keep doing it. And Evie just adored it.
Okay.
So after we've been home in Colorado, and she's, like, would come over and be like, can you do the Sexy Nerd Science theme song? It's just funny.
Is that going to be our, what is it, the fifth season?
We might be able to do it for this fifth season.
I'll record it for you.
Thanks.
I'll record it, and I'll give you rights to use
it. We'll see if it can get done. It'll be like, Sex Nerd Science! Just scream at people walking by.
Right. Well, this is it from Colorado Springs Comic Con. In terms of content, as always, we said stay tuned to Project Nerd. Obviously, both of the podcasts, the Nerdcast and Sexy Nerd Science, as well as the pages, our YouTube channel, obviously our Twitch already has tons of content that you'll be able to rewatch.
It's coming.
Yeah, and none of that will be from this content, but they are coming, and we'll talk a little bit more about them in the coming weeks. But make sure you're checking out all those channels of Project Nerd in order to find all the amazing content we'll be sharing, because we have a lot of it. So it is coming your way over the next few weeks. And thank you, Altered Reality Entertainment and Colorado Springs Comic Con, for having us out. It's been a blast. We couldn't be happier and more excited to get some of this stuff edited and out there to the world. But signing off for, Bob, Josh, Dale, Drew, Izzy even here, Sin, Iggy here. Until next time, same nerd time, same nerd channel.
Stay sciencey.
Don't steal it.